knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard boys, Dean.
He's Dean in a tank.
He's Dean in a tank. He was in a tank last night. You're like Rommel.
I prefer to think of myself more General Patton-like.
Oh, yeah. Patton-like. Yeah, that's true, too.
Truth be told, well, the reaction that I've gotten most often is that I looked like Michael Dukakis.
Yeah, you kind of did.
For people who don't know, last night the WGN TV Morning News had a primetime special, the second annual primetime special, and Dean's segment took place in, I don't know the brand of tank. Who made that kind of tank, Dean? Do you know?
It was, I don't have my notes here in front of me, it was a Swiss-made tank that was used during World War II. And some countries still use it as, you know, it's part of...
You could tell it was a military. Swiss tank because it also had a spoon that came out of it and a hairbrush and a knife. It was great.
Oh.
A lot of people didn't see the milk chocolates lining the perimeter of the tank.
You should get a tank, Dean. You look good in a tank.
You do.
Trading in my car. I'm going to get a tank.
Yeah.
And I'm going to park any damn place I want to.
Victory Tank Wreckers could probably
set something
up. I was just
going to say that. I thought I said it. That was really bizarre.
Victory Auto, the place that where we got the tank is called driveatank.com, where anybody can rent a tank.
My kids now want to rent a tank, so thanks for that.
As they should. It's like, I have never had so much fun before.
Just wait till our next block party.
Just riding around in it is super fun. But, you know, Victory Auto Records, speaking of, they brought out some vehicles for us to crush. That was the point of it. We were in a tank crushing stuff out of the DuPage County Fairgrounds, and we crushed a refrigerator and washer dryer and all kinds of household
piano.
When people say Dean Richard crushed it last night, they mean it. He actually did it.
And you smashed a pumpkin.
And we had Billy Corgan on the show, and I smashed a pumpkin.
Right.
What a night.
Completely separately.
Everyone wins.
I watched every minute of the show last night, and it was thoroughly entertained.
Isn't it? It was like watching a Fellini movie, wasn't it?
It kind of was.
It was like weird and nutty.
In other Dean Richards news, I can't tell you how excited I am about this. Family Classics returns to WGN classics. With you as the host.
Yeah, more Family Classics. We did it last year. We brought back this this classic WGN old school movie series, you know, before there was Netflix and, you know, all the ways that people watch movies these days. Every Friday or Sunday, depending on when you grew up, Family Classics was on, and they would handpick, Fraser Thomas or Roy Leonard would handpick movies to show on television.
Oftentimes, Captain's Courageous.
Oh, there was a lot of Captain's Courageous.
Yep.
There was a lot of Boys Town. Yep.
Yep.
All the, you know, classic family-type movies. And every holiday season, there would be at least one or two versions of A Christmas Carol. My favorite was Alistair Sims' version from 1951. That's what we showed last Christmas. That's what we're going to show again this Christmas, December 14th, to be exact. But also, we're going to do one on Thanksgiving evening at 6:30. Movie that's in my top 10 favorite movies of all time, Tom Hanks is Big.
Mm. I love it.
I love that movie.
Me too.
I love it. So we're going to show that on Thanksgiving evening. We've got A Christmas Carol on the 14th of December, and then back in the day on WGN for New Year's Eve, where they used to do Marx Brothers or W.C. Fields marathons, we're going to do a Marx Brothers double feature starting at 10:30 on New Year's Eve.
I don't know whose idea this was, Dean, but give them a promotion and a hug, because they deserve both.
It was not my idea, but I'm going to take full credit for it.
I can't wait.
I am.
No, you are. You
Thank
deserve
you, Bill.
It.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Yeah, it was a little something I thought of.
I love it. I love it.
Something I thought
All right,
of.
So Family Class. Classics returning to WGN TV. So far, on only a part-time basis, I would love to see it every week. I'd watch it every week. Dean.
A lot of people are suggesting that we do it all the time. So we'll see.
That'd be great.
Part of the deal with that is, I don't want to do this if we're not going to do really cool movies,
right?
Like really fun movies. I don't want to do, Malibu's Most Wanted or, you know, just whatever garbage is out there.
And right.
The fact of the matter is a lot of those old movies that we used to show on Family Classics, the ones that we were talking about, have been gobbled up by cable channels, the Turner
Movie
Classics and some of the others.
Right.
So those kinds of things are no longer available for local television stations. But there are some. cool ones still. So,
boy, is that good news.
Whether that turns into something on a regular basis.
Yeah.
What else would I do with my spare time?
Right, then host Family Classics.
Stand
it makes
behind
sense.
That chair.
We're going to take
now, if you are quite ready.
Let us begin. Beautiful words. Dean, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out what movies are opening this weekend. Stick around for that.
Lots of them.
Hey, it's the finale of Christmas Pete, and we're going all out right here on The Morning Show. Steve Cochran Show tomorrow, 9:40, a Christmas bonanza. Listen for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Tree Time in Lake Barrington.
Dean Richards is here. Yeah, the guy from the tank. You've seen him in tanks. Now he's here.
And tank tops sometimes.
His special Tanks for the Memories runs this Saturday night on WGN TV, the musical.
Yep.
Dean, there's so many movies coming out. I don't know where to start. Can we please start with Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah, you're not going to like what I have to say about it, though. Did you like the first one?
I did, very much.
I did, too. This one is called Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. And once again, we have Eddie Redmayne back as Newt Salamander, who is sort of a magic enthusiast, investigator, former student of Hogwarts that we know from the Harry Potter series. The Fantastic Beasts series are prequels to what led to what we know in the Harry Potter books and in the movies. So these are leading up to it all. And in this particular movie, there is a very dark wizard who is played by Johnny Depp in this movie, who wants to gather all the pureblood wizards and turn them against everyone else so the pureblood wizards can rule the world.
Mm. That'd be bad.
That would be bad. And one of the people trying to stop this is a young professor at Hogwarts named Albus Dumbledore, who we know from the Harry Potter books and movies as being the headmaster there. Jude Law plays him beautifully. The first movie was very light and whimsical and fun. This one is very dark.
Oh.
The storyline is not anywhere as fun. If there's one thing missing from this movie, it was that sense of whimsy that the first movie had. This one is kind of like a serious Harry Potter movie. I also think that it's overloaded with subplots and things that make the movie difficult to stay with. They throw so many things in at the last minute. So I wound up actually not liking this movie. I couldn't wait for it to be over.
Wow.
The effects are very cool.
Yeah.
It's one of these movies that I talk about a lot that are style over substance. This one is very stylized. The effects are very pretty and so forth. But story-wise, it's dark and depressing and overstuffed. So unlike your turkey, I'm going to give it... A Dean's List D.
Dean's List D, wow. Yeah, for the new Fantastic Beasts movie. All right, I'm also hopeful for Widows. Tell us about Widows.
Widows is quite good. Widows is the one that was shot here in Chicago. It stars Viola Davis. It stars Liam Neeson. Colin Farrell is in the movie. It's a movie about a group of four women whose husbands are all killed in a mob-like assassination. They didn't know each other. The only reason that they get to know each other is that after their husbands are killed, they are approached by a man who says that their husbands were heavily in debt, and unless they pay the debt, that bad things are going to happen. So the women decide to take matters into their own hands to seek retribution, to figure out. The women didn't even know that their husbands were involved in mob-like activities. So they're learning new things about their husband as they're losing everything that they know in their life, their loved ones, but also their material possessions, and now threatened with something even worse, with this threat that if you don't pay the debts that your husband's owed, you're going to lose out. So the women take things into their own hands. It's not like the all-female Oceans movie.
Yeah.
Or the all-female Ghostbusters. I mean, this is a very serious revenge thriller that works on every level. It's beautifully acted. It's beautifully shot. Robert Duvall in this movie plays an old-time Chicago politician whose son is running for office, played by Colin Farrell. Mm-hmm. It could not be more of the Richard J. Daley and Richard M. Daley scenario.
Oh.
In fact, Diablo Cody, Chicago writer Diablo Cody, wrote this story, and I have to think that she modeled these two characters in particular, since it's all set in Chicago, and the movie is very Chicago-centric. It deals with Chicago politics and people in the African-American community trying to get a hold of some power in their communities, but these old-line politicians aren't letting it happen. It's very Chicago that way. There's a lot going on in this movie, but it all makes sense. I really like this movie a lot and gave it a Dean's List B+.
Good. Like the sound of that. B+. Hugh Jackman's new movie is Front Runner. He plays Gary Hart. What can you tell us?
Do you remember Gary Hart?
Yeah.
Sure, very well.
Remember that whole, he was said to be the front runner, name of the movie, to be the 1988 Democratic presidential candidate. But way before Stormy Daniels, way before Monica Lewinsky, go down the list, Donna Rice, go down the list of all of the women that famous politicians have alleged to have had sexual affairs with, extramarital affairs, there was Gary Hart. The politicians dealing in extramarital affairs were sort of, the press would look the other way. There was sort of literally a gentleman's agreement between the press and the politicians to look the other way until Gary Hart came along. And newspapers were deciding that a candidate's personal life should be on the front page of their papers and should be made an issue in this campaign. And it completely derailed Gary Hart's campaign. Hugh Jackman plays Gary Hart. It's the story of what happened with this derailment, but it's a story of an inside look behind the scenes in politics. And I think most interesting, it's a story about the moment in time when things changed for public figures, with the private lives of public figures being put on the front page of newspapers and in radio and TV newscasts. I think the movie is well done. I gave it a Dean's List B.
Very, very good. Let's do one more. That's Mark Wahlberg's Instant Family, Dean.
Oh,
what's that
I love
like?
This movie. Yeah? I wound up loving this movie.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be sort of a sappy, kind of formulaic comedy. It's Mark Wahlberg and it's Rose Byrne. They're a married couple. They want to have kids. They're thinking about adopting, so they decide to be foster parents to see how it's, how they like it, how it's going to work out. And they wind up foster parenting three siblings that come into their home, and of course it's chaos. There are some slightly formulaic joke setups, with all of that. But the writing in this turns out to be really good. It turns out to be a really powerful story about the need for adoption, the sensitivity that's needed when somebody decides to become an adoptive or a foster parent. It's a very sweet story, tear-jerking story. I welled up a couple of times with this.
You do not get that from the ads, Dean, at all, do you?
You get that it's a lighthearted comedy about these three kids that come into a new home.
Yeah.
But there are some moments in this where it really touches your heart. And I like that. I like that it's funny and sweet and thoughtful. And, gives you a little something to think about at the same time. So I gave that one a Dean's List B also.
3 out of 4 favorable reviews. Yeah, and I would have been sure that Fantastic Beasts would have been on that favorable list, but not so much.
I couldn't have been more shocked at that myself. This is one of the busiest movie weekends of the year. The next one will be next week when we have Creed 2, the latest in the Rocky franchise, which I've seen and is great. I'll tell you more about it next week. We have also next week opening, as I reach for my notes, we also have, Robin Hood with Taron Egerton and Jamie Foxx in it.
Yeah.
That also is a very interesting retelling of this classic story. Ralph Breaks the Internet is going to be the big movie, the family movie of the weekend.
Yeah.
And Willem Dafoe next week has a new movie out called At Eternity's Gate. And I know holiday schedules are weird next week, but hopefully we can figure out a
time. You make space for Willem Dafoe.
That's make space for Willem Dafoe.
Grandma used to say that, and it still holds true to this day.
Didn't she needle point that on a pillow once? I remember.
She did.
Everyone knows Grandma loved her Willem Dafoe.
Couldn't live without him.
First, she needle pointed William Dafoe.
Right.
And we had to go back. And say, Grandma, made mistake.
It's Willem.
You got to unstitch that.
That's what it is. Dean, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dean.
That's Dean Richards. You guys, we'll take a quick break. Find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. That's coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
And coming up, Bill, the stories that matter with Kim Gordon. She is in the Northwestern Medicine newsroom.